Chris Sermanni, My Derby Memory. When Fergus McCann ousted the old board in 1994, he came in with a plan and a handful of promises. And he pretty much delivered on them. The old Celtic Park had seen better days. So one of the key commitments Fergus made was to renovate the stadium at its current site. This was music to the ears of the support, having been subjected to fanciful notions of moving to Cambus Lang or Royston in order to deliver the stadium the club deserved. So when the McCann era commenced, he began to deliver on his promises and paradise was to be renovated. Just one slight caveat, however, we couldn't play there whilst it was being renovated. So a temporary relocation was sought, and one was found in the south side of the city, Hampden. The old Hampden held many happy memories for the support and had footballing history coursing through its structure. The 1960 European Cup final, the 1970 European Cup semi, Celtic versus Leeds. It was footballing royalty. The new build, however, is a soulless dump. Built in the cheap with little to no atmosphere and a bizarre shape to it, it looks like it was designed in the dark by an architect with a taste for superlager. Add in the distance to the pitch from the crowd due to the running track, and you'll understand why the ground is still much maligned today by supporters of all clubs and the national side. From a personal point of view, the only small bright spot was that it was walkable from home. But that was of little consolation when the actual season started. We were pretty rubbish still. It wasn't home, and the season was still very much a transitional one. Even with the historic events of the demise of the old board and the installation of our financially prudent Croy-born Canadian saviour. The season essentially went as the previous seven had, with Rangers wrapping up the title with some to spare, and the realisation hit that although change was coming, it wasn't coming right away. But maybe it was in the post. We made two cup finals that season. The less said about the League Cup, the better. But we finally had a chance to end our trophy drought in the Scottish Cup final against Airdrie. But before that, we had one more game against them. Sure, it was meaningless in terms of where the title would end up, but games against them aren't meaningless. May 1995, and they were coming to Hampden one more time to play Celtic in the league. I was at a christening that morning, which at 12 years old was nothing but a distraction for the main event coming up. It dragged. Once the pleasantries were over, we jumped into my dad's Mini Metro, the car so loathed by Alan Partridge, to make the journey to Hampden for the game. My season ticket was at the corner of the Celtic end where it joins the North Stand, and as I walked up the stairs, I could hear the triumphant songbook of our opponents. They'd came to lord it over us. Seven in a row, three to go. I'd been to games against them before, but today felt a bit different. The stadium wasn't even full, but to me at least, we were there to prove a point. The crowd broke into a chant of Celtic, and the guy sitting next to me thrust his hand forward with a pie in hand, half of which spilled onto my shoe. Sorry, wee man. I wasn't bothered. We're in the mood today, I thought. Given his lack of concern over his pie, bring them on. Soon the pre-match exchanges gave way to the actual game. The first half was a nothing event, with Donnelly going close for us, with a shot he should have done better with. The second half was altogether different. Van Hooijdonk opened the scoring shortly after the break, after good work from Brian McLaughlin, a phrase not often uttered. 10 minutes later, Craig Moore turned the ball into his own net when Donnelly, put clear by McStay, played a teasing ball into the box. Ha ha, Craig. The pièce de résistance, however, was a 25-yard Rudy Vata trundler, which the hapless keeper Billy Thompson let slide under his hands. Bedlam. This was our day. Thompson put further icing on the cake by getting himself sent off minutes later, leading to the mass exodus of the Rangers support. We properly done them, and should have scored more. It's amazing how differently you look at a game when you're 12 and not affected by the cynicism of adulthood. To me at the time, we were back. We'd proved we could beat them. Loudrup was garbage that day. He's not really that good, I thought. We will do them next season. We had a Scottish Cup final to look forward to, and we were going home the next season. It took a few more years for us to finally do them in the league, but that game stayed with me. We finished miles from them in that campaign. But we won the cup and properly challenged them the next season for the first time in many years. For many, it was a meaningless end of season game and proved nothing. But not to me. It meant more. We were on the way back. Rudy Vatter made me believe. Chris Sormani, my derby memory.